I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Oh, what's up? How y'all doing today? Hanging in there? Well, hang in there with me. I need your help too. Not the best morning to wake up to. Again, thanks to everybody on the text lines, trying to read through them as quickly as I can. Sue, Franklin, Matt, Wes, Angie, and Monroe. Really appreciate everybody. Let's see, Steve in Milwaukee. Charles in Milwaukee, thank you. Again, folks, cannot keep up. Andrew in Maine, thank you. You've always been a loyal listener and texter. I enjoy your contributions. Lynn Bauer in Oconomowoc, thank you. Thank you. Here's what Lynn reminded me of, and this is a good one. Guess what's happening in April 2025? Supreme Court election in the state of Wisconsin. That's the next fight. There will be more elections. We've got to keep going with the work. Folks, you're welcome to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. John from Oshkosh, fearing for his young two daughters. He's very upset today. I hear you. Mary from Tulsa, she's working through her grief today, asking, what can we do? Well, I think all of us need to get involved. The thing that I am most concerned about is both the physical and emotional safety of people that I love, number one. Number two, I'm afraid for people and friends of mine and the people that they love who are going to suffer because they lacked knowledge and the desire to know. And what do we need to know together? We have got massive corruption, a system that permits massive corruption. And those that are doing the corrupting of our system have pitted us against ourselves. And they're keeping those resources that all of us need to live full lives of dignity, they're keeping those artificially scarce. We're going to see tax cuts for billionaires again. And when you receive your small drippings from the table, because there will be some kind of tax cut for middle-class folks, ask yourself, why isn't my tax cut adding up too much? Why is it not changing my life? Well, the reason it's not going to change your life is because we're basically trickling up all of our money to the wealthiest in this country. I also wanted to address very briefly, Kamala Harris has almost universally underperformed Joe Biden. Let's call it out for what it is. Almost every other Western democracy has had a woman elected chief executive. We have not. The misogyny is real. And white women are actively participating in that. Which leads me to a point that I saw again today, made eloquently by Professor Kendi. We have elected a long-standing sexual predator to become our president. Like, forget all the rest of the policy stuff. Let's just talk about that. His ex-wife accused him of rape. It was in a deposition. She said it. Okay, he's been credibly accused multiple by tens of women, I think upwards of like 25 women, of sexual assault. He's been civilly convicted for it. But he sold himself to women as their protector, which is itself an inherently sexist idea, that women are feckless and feeble and are in need of protection. But it was combined with racism. Because when a white man says to a white woman, you need protection, the question should always be from whom? Because Donald Trump is a predator. But he wasn't talking about protecting white women from white men. That messaging ingrained in American culture is that white women are feeble and need protection from dangerous men of color. And white women showed up for Donald Trump yet again. Because we have been sold the idea that a racist patriarchy is good for women. It's not. Again, we fight until we free us, every single last one of us. Let's go to the phones. Jim from Green Bay, what do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hi, Maggie. I'm sorry you're feeling the way you are, as well as the other half of the country. It hasn't been an easy night or day. And my mom is 92, has nothing to gain from this election. Social Security goals, it doesn't really matter. She really isn't doing well. And sorry, I know you struggled earlier.
It's okay, Jim. I'm here. We're here. I'll give you a minute, Jim.
Listening to her.
Go ahead, sir.
Listening to her and her worries about other people.
Yeah.
Race, gender, the LGBTQ, possibility of families, or probability of families being torn away from their children. And I don't know how we got here.
If I can, Jim, let me jump in. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for sharing your emotions with all of us here. That's what we're doing today. We're processing together. What I took away from this is I don't think Democrats are wrong on the vast majority of issues. But Democrats are absolutely wrong at how they speak to and about people. We cannot vilify our fellow middle-class neighbors because they correctly perceive that they're getting screwed in this economy, or because they incorrectly perceive a threat from people that don't look like them. Because people are correctly afraid for their future. We cannot vilify our fellow Americans. That's going to be the difference. I'm learning. I haven't been right, and I'm sorry for that. But I'm gosh darn PO'd. And that means I'm going to try to do something about this stuff. And that's work that I'm going to do with you, each and every one of you, even those that disagree with me. Because we are right to be afraid. Now we're all afraid together, maybe of different things, specific things, but the generalized fear for our futures collectively is similar. And it won't take long for Donald Trump to break promises. So what are we going to do when that happens, when we remain afraid, when the folks that voted for him remain afraid? Dan from Green Bay, you're up. What do you have to say, sir?
Hey, I heard your opening, and I felt bad for you because of the emotion involved for you. But I guess what I would say was that I would encourage you to remember that there's a reason that we have three branches of government, and these things tend to sort themselves out. I mean, I'm in my 60s. I've seen this throughout my life, and I think you're probably more worried than you need to be because, I mean, Donald Trump's already been president. He didn't do anything that you know, a lot of the fear-mongering people are talking about.
Well, I think a couple things. I'm just going to jump in here, Dan. One of the things that Donald Trump did do is give tax cuts to billionaires and has increased the deficit enormously as a result. He's thinking about doing that again. The result of an exploding deficit that occurs because we're going to give billionaires and 100 millionaires bigger and bigger tax cuts while not shoring up wages for working people, while not protecting labor, while not protecting housing prices, while not helping middle-class families get ahead, what you end up doing is sucking all of the resources out of government, and you end up with an economic reality, or at least an economic situation that is presented by conservatives as necessitating the defunding of things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, infrastructure, you know, that stuff. And Donald Trump was really successful at that, and he's promising to do it again. I think he will. I tend to believe what he says.
May I respond to that?
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
May I respond to that?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, what you're talking about in terms of removing benefits and such is all economy driven. It has nothing to do actually with Trump's policies.
Yes, it does, Dan. It has to do with taxation. If you like, we fund Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, veterans benefits, the infrastructure, all that stuff. Frankly, a border wall through the collection of revenues and taxation, taxes on corporations, the wealthy, and yes, the middle class. But as a relative proportion of income, it is the middle class and our poor neighbors and friends that paid the vast majority of tax as a proportional basis. How much of your income do you pay into the government as tax? Tax policy is border policy, childcare policy, housing policy, right? And that's what Donald Trump was damn good at.
Actually, can I address that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the top 1% pay 42% of the income tax in this country.
On a gross basis. On a gross basis.
Yeah, but whatever basis you want to take it at.
Okay, how about this? What percentage of their actual wealth is collected in taxes when we're taking nearly the entirety of people's paychecks that are poor? Why would we collect income tax from anybody that's at a poverty level? Why wouldn't we just tax rich people more, some small percentage more? Why is it okay to tax?
By far the highest percentage of anyone in this country. I know the tax tables, okay? So,
sir, you're talking about on a gross basis. They are not paying. Okay, no, because I don't want to get into a discussion about tax policy where the things are being said are untrue. Rich people, Elon Musk, does not pay anywhere near a percentage of his overall wealth that poor people pay from their income and payroll taxes. Can we at least agree on that fact? And then you can tell me why that's a good thing.
I'm telling you the truth, for God's sake. Yeah, I mean, oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah, sir, I'm just asking you a simple question. As a proportion of Elon Musk's income or wealth, does he pay more than a poor person does in income tax?
As a percentage, yes.
No, absolutely. He doesn't. That's just not real. You think Elon Musk is paying 40% of his billions into the government every year?
No.
Okay, good. At least we got there. Thanks, Dan from Green Bay. Bob from Waukesha. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir? Bob?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
That guy you were just talking to, I think he lives in his own little world. But anyways, I think Kamala did everything she could to win, and she should have won. But this country, over the last 20 years, ever since Reagan, has started to change. This country has gone more conservative. Years ago, I'm 78 years old. I'm a retired Teamster. I drove truck for 33 years. I made a good living. And my kids, we had good insurance. Everything was good. Now, I believe only 14% of the workforce is union.
Yeah, that's one of the big problems, the erosion of labor laws, the erosion of the power of workers in the middle class. We're trickling up our money to guys like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. They don't care whether it's a Democrat or Republican. Folks, we'll be right back. More of your comments, thoughts. We're recovering together here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.